Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We go now live to Aaron Katursky, who's joining us with more on this. Aaron, it's creating action in Albany. But first, let's start with that investigation itself. We know that there was a probe earlier on from the Department of Justice. What is different in this investigation from the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI?
Well, only parts of that probe have been publicly known. And look, a lot of this began as overt politics because the Justice Department under the Trump administration was at odds with Cuomo. And now the question is whether the state properly turned over all of the data that it said it did. Remember, when Melissa DeRosa, the aide to the governor, who said she withheld information from state lawmakers because they were too busy cooperating with the Justice Department inquiry, that naturally raises a question in the halls of the Justice Department. Well, what did the Cuomo administration actually give us, and was it accurate? And did it jive with what the New York Attorney General found, which was that the state may have been undercounting the number of deaths in nursing homes? So all of those questions now have come under scrutiny. We're told that the inquiry is still in its early stages. It's being led by the FBI and by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn, and it has already issued some subpoenas.
Do we know anything about the subpoenas? Like, possibly who might be involved?
We believe they target members of the coronavirus task force that the Cuomo administration had established early in the pandemic. It was led by Linda Lacewell, the financial services director, and other top Cuomo allies, and I think some of the decisions themselves may or may not come under scrutiny. Cuomo has faced criticism for the decision to return discharged nursing home residents from the hospital to nursing homes. He said he was following guidance at the time. And if you recall back in March, not to carry water for the governor, but that the concern was hospitals being overrun, and they wanted to get recovering patients out, even if they hadn't yet tested negative. Cuomo said that was the best guidance. His concern was for the hospitals. And his assertion is that the nursing homes became infected with COVID not from discharged, hospital patients, but from staff members who came from the outside.
Looking at what the governor himself said yesterday before news of this investigation was widely known, he, in a conference call with reporters, continued to say it was political, that it's only Republicans bringing this up, but now it's Democrats in the state Senate looking to take away some of those emergency powers.
Yeah, this has now transcended partisan politics, and the state legislature, I think, has found an opening to assert itself here. It would be one thing if this was an isolated incident where the governor decided that he needed to cooperate with the feds first and the state lawmakers second, and that was kind of a one-off and that was it. And I don't think that in and of itself is cause for punitive action by the state legislature. But it's part of a pattern, right? The state lawmakers feel entirely sidelined. The governor goes into a room, he makes the laws, and sort of ignores the legislature, and I think now with him on the ropes over the nursing home data, they found a way to reassert themselves. And so they are figuring out a way, we're told, to try and strip Cuomo of some of his pandemic powers. Now, the problem is that part's easy. It's the what happens the next day that the state lawmakers haven't yet figured out. Like, suddenly, do people not have to quarantine if they enter from another state? Suddenly, can restaurants stay open as late as they want? Can, you know, all the businesses open at will? And so lawmakers are trying to figure out whether maybe they can establish some kind of a commission to make decisions with the governor. But make no mistake, there will be some kind of an attempt to check his power.
And is it likely to be any day now?
It's going to be soon. In theory, this is a holiday week for the legislature, but they're having these conversations, and we think that within the next week or two, there's likely to be a vote. And behind the scenes, we know the governor has been calling lawmakers, trying to perhaps ingratiate himself in a way that he doesn't ordinarily do, because he knows that this check on his power is coming. A lot of these emergency powers that he was granted do expire on April 30th, so that that may be a natural break, but the legislature is going to try and do something well before then.
All right, and the legislature does return to Albany next week. Aaron, thanks so much for the time this morning. That's Aaron Katursky joining us with the latest as the FBI probing into the Cuomo administration on their decisions regarding nursing homes.